All righty. She's got a very sexy voice, don't you think? So, let's just do a little big moment of all getting here all at the same time. We'll all talk out loud together and just say one big happy holiday or Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah, whatever version of your holiday season is, say out loud into this call together on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three.
Happy Christmas!
Perfect. Okay, so for the sake of sound, I'm going to, well, actually, it's really quiet. Let's leave it open and see how this goes. I'm trying to not have to mute you, and it sounds like there's no noise, so let's keep going. So I do these monthly calls now, and Chuck, my business partner and partner, asks me, you know, what are the topics? And the day he asks me, I just sort of see what wants to come in, you know, and this word gifting kind of came to me about a month ago, and I had no idea what it meant, and I'm such a fan these days of, well, a word comes in, let's see what then wants to, what it wants to become. So, you know, a couple of days ago, I start to feel into what this wants to become, and of course, lots of stuff came in, which I always find fascinating. But I wanted to just, oh, now we're going to get some noise. Oh, we're good. This stuff, this what I wanted to share with you today, and some of it might feel obvious, some of it might feel new, but it came into me because I think I'm actually up against it myself, and isn't it true that many times we're always sort of working on ourselves for the sake of what we want to bring into the world, you know? So, and I wanted to have this call today to sort of slow us all down during this season and really start to be a little more intentional and conscious about how I and we wanted our holiday season to go. Because I don't know if you're like me, and I bet you are on some level, that I keep noticing I want to have a particular experience or want to feel a particular thing during the holiday season, and then the day goes by or the week goes by, and it didn't actually happen that way, or I'm not having the experience or the feeling that I keep thinking my holidays should have. Anybody have that, by the way? Let's have a little moment of alignment or not.
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, right? Definitely.
And so this whole idea that I just want to chat with you today about, in half an hour, not a long, is that, you know, how do I become more conscious and more responsible for the feelings and the experiences that are being created during my holiday season? Rather than I keep noticing I bump up against the feeling of, oh, I wish this were different, or I wish that went different, or I keep voting about how it should be, because we have such projection issues with the holidays, right? We project all over them because it's so based in our childhood, so based in our history, that it should have a particular flavor and a feeling to it, and then as an adult, I go through it in my life, and it's not the way I want it to be, and then I keep getting upset at it. Now, I'm being a little dramatic there. That's not completely true all the time, but there is that reaction part of us, right? So this idea of gifting, let me kind of morph it towards this thing. And imagine that this is the language is this, the art of gifting versus the act of giving a gift. And, you know, it is a season of giving gifts, right? Many times we give gifts in different forms, whether it's presents or in meals, or we're doing a lot of, giving of gifts. And I want to underline this, that the gifting is really like a verb. It's a verb. And I'm very much a part of creating the experience of how this gift and this gifting experience goes. And it's interesting. Again, as this topic is coming to be this week, I was driving to the gym yesterday, and for those of you that are on the East Coast, the full moon last night in the New England, upstate New York area was spectacular. It was just a huge moon. It was like super, super bright, and it was, you know, 4 below 0. That's the other part of the equation. And so it was crystal clear, you know, the air is so clean and clear. But I realized in this moment, of course, that the whole gifting process has two parts. This is going to be obvious, right? There's the giving and the receiving. Now, here's the link to the moon. The moon is receiving energy. It doesn't give off anything that we know of, right? I mean, it just sits there. And then the sun, which is a giving energy, gives off the light. It's got a, it's burning and it's sending off light, and the moon receives it, and then we're actually able to see the moon. So I was sort of playing with the metaphor last night as I'm going to the gym, like, oh, there it is. There's the yin and the yang energies right there of giving and receiving, you know, given off by the sun and the moon. So it kind of woke me up again to this art form of gifting is, it's two parts, the giving and the receiving. And they must sort of balance each other out. And if we over-gift and don't receive, we're sort of you know, blocking the flow, if you will. So let me just talk a little bit about the giving side. And imagine that giving is an act of creating. You know, it's not just to buy a present and give a gift. And that's many times what it is for many of us, and that's the normal operating way we do it. And it's not a bad thing that we do it that way, but I'm underlining this idea for myself this year and daring to put it on a call about how do we up the ante on the whole experience and bring it more breadth and more depth and bring it more meaning, and that I am responsible. I'm co-creating that all the time. And so I'm just going to walk you through some ideas here on how to bring more breadth and depth to the whole gifting experience. And, you know, my background is theater. My background is acting. And I'm always amazed at how we can, as people, as humans, we can actually bring more theatricality and more dramatic flair to things if we're conscious of what they are. You know, like wrapping the gift unto itself is adding drama, right? You wrap it, you can't see it, and you unwrap it. There's a dramatic reveal moment, right? And it's something which naturally in our culture. And I'm going to even talk a little bit more about turning the dial up even more. So again, it's going to get real practical and pragmatic here. So, well, first of all, let me take a little breath and sort of, since the lines are open, questions or thoughts or comments, and let's have a little check-in moment about what we're chatting about here. Make sense?
Very timely. Totally.
Okay, cool. Anybody have a thought or a question? You're welcome to bring it in now. Okay. Let me keep going then. So, now, some of these ideas, as I was coming up with them, they felt sort of silly as I wrote them down, but I think there's something to it, and I invite you to try that on and sort of see if there's any of these resonate for you, you know. So when you're going to buy something for somebody, right, first of all, really have them in mind. You know, this might feel obvious, you know, what do they want, of course. But I had this idea the other day, like, okay, what if I'm in the store, and I've actually, you know, I've got my iPhone or my device, and if I have a picture of the person I'm actually buying the gift for with me. So it's like we're shopping together, even though they're not there consciously. They're just there in picture format. Now, that might feel a little odd, but I thought, what an interesting idea to sort of have their presence with me and then trust to see what wants to come off the shelf or what you know. I just thought that was sort of a cool idea, rather than in my mind, by myself figuring this out. It all plays in line with my philosophy, and it's very much from the Coaches Training Institute, that I'm co-creating, that I'm co-active. And to have a photo of them with me as I'm shopping for them or my family or whatever it is, well, that's just an interesting way to do it and energetically bring them into the space and see what comes to mind from there. Just a tip, just an idea to play with, and, you know, be fascinated to see what gets created from it, right? And then, of course, the other, as I'm buying or as I'm creating what I want to create for somebody, and by the way, you know, gifting is beyond just the gift. It can be a meal, it can be an experience, it can be an event. But to really be really grateful for this person or this family or whomever it is, like to really, this is going to sound obvious, but to be in a truly grateful state of being as I am purchasing or buying the things or creating or making the things for these people. Because it really, the whole product, the whole thing, the whole gift that I'm creating is now injected with gratitude for these people. And I'm such a believer there that we can inject meaning and energy into things. And if I slow it down and really get conscious, you know, what am I really grateful for this person, for this year or this lifetime, whatever, and to let that inform me again as to what I might then purchase for them. So the whole gratitude attitude, of course, as I'm creating this experience and creating this level of dramatic flair, if you will, for the gift or the thing that I want to create. And then, of course, the whole wrapping experience. I don't know if you, as a kid, I used to wrap, and I kind of still do this. I'm trying to work on this better, but, you know, wrap in the 24th hour. You know, it's the middle of the night, and it's Christmas Eve, and I'm wrapping. Now, there's some drama there. I always loved it because it was highly dramatic, and it was the last minute, and it was, you know. But to really slow it down now, and, you know, I'm putting wrapping paper around something, but what am I really wrapping this in? What is that that I'm wrapping it in? And to really be conscious of that. Now, that might feel a little silly, but it matters. You know, again, am I wrapping it in love? Am I wrapping it in gratitude? Am I wrapping it in appreciation? Whatever it is. And again, to slow it down, because what I'm speaking to here is then my experience of the holiday goes up as I inject more meaning into the things I do. Rather than waiting for the holiday to sort of do something for me and I hope I feel better, I hope I have that experience, I'm actually bringing the experience to everything I'm doing. So the whole wrapping, the gift moment, you know, to really give that meaning and drama is to really decide, what is it I'm wrapping this gift in, you know? And then there's the whole actual giving it, the moment of giving, you know, whether it's Christmas Day or Christmas Eve or whenever it is, or a meal. And this is what, you know, Martha Stewart makes millions of dollars at every year, is that whole giving it an experience, giving it breadth and depth with color and with light. And my big tip on this is to have all the senses involved as much as possible. And whether that be you tell a story before they open the gift, you know, you might want to give it some context, or right after they open it, you tell a story, or lighting in the room, or a particular aroma, you're baking something. Like, how can I create even more of a dramatic experience around the opening of the gift? And what I'm excited about for myself this year in doing this is I'm now a part of things more rather than, again, things are just happening. And I think that's what we all want, is we want to be a part of the event. And so imagine I'm a director. Imagine I'm a producer of these things. What's the production value I can bring to this? So I want to, you know, music, by the way, I wrote down this again, music, lighting, you know, if it's a particular family member, are they in the right seat in the room? Are they looking out the right window? I mean, all kinds of things you can bring to this that feel really, might feel sort of silly, and then all add dramatic flair, you know. So just to give you an example of this, some of you might have seen this was just rampant on the web just 2 days ago. Anybody see the WestJet airline story thing they did?
Yes.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
I know. So I'm going to actually just walk you through it. Even if you've seen it, it's worth hearing again. If you haven't seen it, I'll put a link on my website. You can go check immediately. I'll put it on after this call, and I'll give you even the link today. But so WestJet Airlines in Canada, the Canadian airline, they have modeled their business, by the way, after Southwest Airlines. Southwest Airlines in our country, United States, so understands the power of an experience. They fly people in planes around the country, but they know it's about the experience we have along the way. They're an experiential-based organization. They tell jokes. They make a little fun of us. They laugh. They sing. The other day I was on a flight, they sang a carol. I mean, it was just an amazing experience. So they understand the power of experiences, and that's really the gist of this whole call. So WestJet models after Southwest. So WestJet this year, think it's the second year they've done it, but this is the, it seems like the year they really got it right. Here's what they did. In two of their airports, they brought in these huge Christmas boxes, like a gigantic Christmas box, and it had a gigantic television screen on it, and it had a camera in it. And so people are arriving at the at their gate, and there's this big box, and all of a sudden Santa Claus comes on and literally talks to the people in that room, you know, and people are walking over to it, and the Santa, and it's live. It's a live interactive Santa on screen. You know, Santa's actually at the home offices of WestJet somewhere. But anyway, there's a camera, so he's seeing them, and they're seeing him, and the whole thing. So he's asking kids and people, what do you want for Christmas? You know, what do you want for your holiday? And people are naming big television screens, and I want a free trip back to my girlfriend or my family, or, you know, they're just literally saying out loud what they want. Meanwhile, WestJet employees back in the headquarters are writing all this stuff down. This is for two different flights, by the way. It happens in two different airports. So then everybody gets on the plane. There's like a lovely little interaction with Santa at the airport. Isn't that cute, right? Everybody's happy. They get on the plane. It's a three-hour flight, two-and-a-half-hour flight, I think. Okay, you got 80 employees of WestJet going off to buy the exact things that people said they wanted.
Whoa.
And they're going to the malls, and they're running all over the city to get all this stuff. And they're completely engaged, having a ball, buying this stuff for these people, right? So the whole organization is now into this. So you can see what's coming, right? So they land, plane lands, and before the luggage comes out on the luggage chute thing, out comes gifts, all beautifully wrapped, with their names, individually, like Sally, you know, here's a big gift for you, and, you know, eyes are popping, kids are out of their minds, and then they start to open the stuff, and it's the exact stuff that they said literally 2.5 hours ago. Even the 50-inch TV screen, this beautiful couple wanted this big screen TV, and out comes a 50-inch TV screen. And people are getting free flights, and, I mean, it's an unbelievable experience. And I tell you this story because, again, what it is a, such a great example of injecting meaning, and in this case, I dare say magic, it had a magical quality. They created huge drama. And what an amazing sort of story to tell, first of all. A beautiful energy around WestJet Airlines. You know, wow, did you hear what WestJet did? And then, of course, the brilliant thing is they made it into a movie. They filmed the entire event, put it on their website. So if you just go into YouTube, by the way, and do WestJet Christmas, you'll find it. It's a beautiful, you know, 6-minute video. Kleenex, have it ready. You know, the whole thing is an amazing event. So, again, I tell you that story because it's like I was so inspired by it, it actually had me think about this call. Like, so what's my version of that this year? It's not going to be that dramatic, of course. It's not going to be like that. But imagine I'm a magician and I'm a producer and I'm a director. What can I bring to my experience this holiday season? Because, again, I have had many seasons where I go through it and it always sort of has that energy of, wow, I missed it, or, man, I sort of wish it were different, or, and what I'm doing is I'm sort of assessing out there my Christmas season rather than I'm creating my Christmas season or my holiday season. And so I know you get the context of this, and again, the job of this call was just to raise our level of consciousness there and to become a little bit more part of the season we're creating. And let me just sort of leave this final thought around, or before we go to some questions or some thoughts, the receiving part of the equation. So that's the giving part. I'm the director, I'm the producer, I'm the magician in this. But the receiving part, you know, I go to a dinner party and I can tend to think I'm passive. You know, I'm not really a part of this. I'm so receiving the gift of this. Beautiful thing to receive the gift of it. And I dare say that even on the receiving end, I'm still a part of it. I'm still co-creating somehow. I'm adding something to this event. Or I'm adding something to the experience of opening someone's gift. How I receive it is how I will experience it. So again, there's a choice point there. It's becoming a little bit more conscious of what's my part in the receiving of this gift, whether it be a physical gift or whether it be a dinner or whether it be an event, rather than voting that I wish this were going differently. That's one of my comfort zones, is I kind of keep voting, and it gets very activated during the holiday season. You know, oh, I wish this were going differently. Not judgment, like it's a bad thing, but it's like, oh, I want this to be different. And so what's my part in having this be different? And one story to tell about the receiving side of the equation is I was at a conference a number of years ago. I was the master of ceremonies. And it was a coaching conference, and one of our keynote folks that they brought in to speak, pretty reputable guy. Anyway, doing an okay job, but he, truth be told, was really losing the room. He was a musician, and he was linking musicality and leadership together in a beautiful way, but it just wasn't really engaging the audience, and we were sort of we were losing it. And again, I'm the passivity of this, and in my brain I'm going to, wow, I wish this were different. Well, one of my colleagues was sitting in the front row of this event, and God bless him, rather than just sort of be passive and receive this, he decided to do something about it, and he stands up. Uh-huh. Meanwhile, lots of people are walking out of this. This is about 800 people in this room, and people are walking out. And this colleague of mine just stands up. Well, immediately, first of all the people that are just beginning to walk out are now riveted. What's going to happen? They're now back engaged. Anyway, he brilliantly stands up, and he completely finds value in what the gentleman was speaking about. And then he actually had a moment of giving some thoughts and ideas on what to do next. And the guy was really gracious. He was really great, and he took the suggestions. And all of a sudden, there was a big, huge shift in the room. The guy got grounded in what he really wanted to talk about. And it was such a great, I was so blown away by the, wow, even in my receiving, I can be responsible for how it's going. Because this colleague of mine was a voice for me that I'd never, ever seen before. Risky, you bet. Was it scary? You bet. And yet, it had me understand that receiving is not a passive phenomenon. So, you get the idea here. Giving, receiving, neither of them are passive. It is about being the creative forces in these. And in service of having our holidays be the art of gifting an experience rather than just giving a gift or going through it really fast and missing it and wishing it were different. So there's the content, if you will, in the context of this call. And we've got about 5 more minutes. Just always like to offer up at the end, either if you got stimulated by something and want to offer another idea or have a question or a comment, would love to hear if anybody wants to say something.
Frederick, I would like to say that while I was listening to your comments, I was actually standing in a UPS store waiting to mail a gift. And it totally changed the experience for me, because I was sort of, when I saw the line, it was sort of long, and I thought, ugh. But I got into what you were saying. I didn't care that the line was long. I made sure that the people who were ahead of me went before I did, so that I didn't jump the line, which I don't try to do, but sometimes that just happens. And it just changed the whole experience. Instead of it being annoying, it was part of the process.
Yeah, right. Wow, thank you for that. It's such a great example, right? Am I just sort of reacting and voting at this were different? Or, wow, this is a part of my holiday experience. That's a choice point, but then how can I even enhance it? So, thank you. Brilliant, brilliant example.
Rick, this is Melanie.
Yeah.
I guess my question, my comment is, as a producer,
right.
Producing an event, I think the thing that I need to always be careful about is understanding that there is no script.
Yeah, exactly.
So I can produce an event, but the important part of that is to being open to what happens and the dancing in that moment.
Yes. Right.
It's more like improv than
exactly.
it is a movie.
Well said.
And so keeping that in mind, I think, keeps you in that space of openness.
Yeah. Oh, just brilliant. Thank you for that. I'm with you. It's sort of like, imagine, though, that we are the producer. We bring a context, you know, like a setting. And then inside that setting, stuff happens. You know, like today, it's snowing all of a sudden out my window. That wasn't on the plan, right? It's like, okay, now I got to dance with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but as long as I'm conscious and I'm aware of what I'm creating and noticing my impact.
Yeah,
right?
And the gift both in the creation
right.
and in the receiving
right.
is really lovely. So
right.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anybody else? You know, it's so funny. Thank you, Melanie, for that. I just had an image, and I just want to share this. I don't know why. My uncle, who's no longer with us, he was a Juilliard prodigy, you know, amazing pianist, and then had a very challenging latter years in his life, you know, pretty much died destitute and broke, to be absolutely honest. And a number of holidays ago, before he passed, it was 2007, I think, he wanted to go to New York City one more time and go to his favorite restaurant that he used to go to all the time. And I was there the other night, just like three nights ago, and I was flooded with gratitude for, first of all, thank God I made the choice to do it, you know, because I'd always had it in the back of my head, you know, someday I'm going to do this for my uncle, you know. And I had this great friend who was a client of mine, and he said, this is the year, you must do it this year. You know how you get those voices that come at you, and you're like, oh yeah, right. And I did it. And, you know, it's now a relished, rich experience. And again, I think that's what we all want. You know, imagine we're in the art of creating memories, is what we're in the art of here during our holiday seasons. And I think what the holiday receives is a lot of our disappointed dreams and a lot of our disappointments. And I have to keep remembering, wait a minute, I'm an adult now. I'm the creator of the dream. I'm the creator of the memory. And let me step into my own power there and decide what is the memory I want to be creating for my holidays and for my family, et cetera, et cetera. So, and tradition is all a part of it, right? To carry on with traditions that live in the family systems and so on and so forth. So thank you all very much for taking out time in your day to slow it all down a little bit, and many blessings and joy and love and all those good words that we all know for your holiday seasons, and just a moment of gratitude for those of you that are you know, on this call. Thank you for coming to hear some of my thoughts, but thank you for being such supporters of this kind of work. I know many of you are coaches and trainers, and the work you do matters, and I just want to have a moment of thank you for doing your good work in your world, because it matters. So much love and joy and blessings for your holiday season, everybody on this call and whoever listens to it on the subsequent recording.
Very
nice. Thank you. Much love, everybody. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.